get on the recording. All right. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 10 o'clock agenda item, and it's fiscal year 2025 budget workshop number two for IT. So good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. So after reevaluation of the first budget workshop and notes taken, adjustments to be made, I went back and looked at some things, and there are a couple of things that we felt that we needed to bring attention and look at modifying slightly in an effort to sit back and comply with, or at least come in line with, the clerks and the COO's directed agenda or their stated agenda. And so with our A budget, we started with the line 413080, newer reclassified positions. Originally that was asked was for five items. After careful evaluation, I would like to sit back and request that only two of those five move forward. Number one being the position of the information security officer. Ms. Winslow has made the necessary adjustments from what we asked for, from the grade adjustment to a 16, as well as the salary adjustment. And then the other position is the operations manager equity adjustment. That was item number three in that agenda. Those are the only two in the A budget that I would like to request for, with every other line item being the same. So those are the requests made there. Any questions as far as?
Chief?
Just one clarification, Mr. Chair. So the ISO position, that $10,000 adjustment for recruitment, is that what you're referencing?
No, at the initial budget workshop, I asked for $90,000, I think it was. And then we sat back and stated that because of the technical skill required for that position, it was necessary, since the mid-range was at 99, that we sit back and allocate that in the budget to make sure that we hire someone that was capable of that skill set. So that's the conversation that we had after the first budget workshop. So Ms. Winslow made that adjustment.
Yeah, that was that $10,000
yes,
adjustment on that.
Exactly.
And then the equity adjustment, the one you're saying to keep, is just for your IT
operations manager. Yes, that's the only one. Those other three items, I'd like to sit back and forego those for a different time, if at all.
Okay. Discussions, acceptance, where are we at?
Chairman, I appreciate you, Director, going back through. We know this is a restricted budget year, so thank you for the reevaluation process and your updated recommendations.
Thank you
for that. I don't think anybody has a question. That is it, SysAdmin, that you're the IOS, whatever that
ISO.
Thank you for that. That one is a key position for you.
We've seen through recent events.
Yes. Right, and that is making the news on cybersecurity at an alarming and increasing rate. So, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
And in the B budget, what I would like to do is ask for an adjustment there. One of the things that we asked for was in our capital. Our C budget was line 684240 computer equipment. There was an item of $140,000 VM host replacement. That item is necessary due to the antiquated nature of the chassis that's included in that. So in order to accommodate that, we would like to forego all things associated with our wireless upgrade until the following fiscal year. So to offset that $140,000, we're looking to eliminate the request for the multi-gigabit switches, expansion switches, wireless access points replacement, the survey for the Wi-Fi, and the cable management update. We're looking to forego all of those items to ensure that we're able to sit back and allocate the funding for the $140,000 VM chassis replacement. So.
Okay. Chief?
Mr., what line items is that? In different line items?
I don't have that with me. I don't have my schedule.
Yes, they are going to be in a couple different line items.
Yeah.
Is that what's all included on the C budget item or project list? Are you?
No, ma'am.
No.
The only thing, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, the only thing that was on the line item 684240 was the VMH host replacement.
Okay.
That was what we want to keep. Those
right.
I don't have in my notes. Unfortunately, I did not put the actual line items for those items, but I can get that information.
There's actually two items in your 684240 line. because the total is $205,000. There's $65,000 in there in the difference.
Yeah, there's
the $65,000
QNAP shelf edition that was
$25,000. That's for the resiliency, that effort we want to keep. The only thing that's going to be addressed in that line item in 6th grade is the $140,000 BMOS replacement. Everything else in that line item we're looking to keep because those are directly related to the resiliency of the network for Canyon County.
So the VM HUS is moving out.
BMOS is staying. That's what I'm asking to stay. And what I'm asking to get rid of, if you could go to computer equipment. So what we're asking to get rid of is in line item 577138. Line item 577138. We're looking to eliminate the $65,000 WAP replacement. We're looking to eliminate the $37,000 upgrade county switches, which will support that wireless effort. And then there's another survey. If you go further up, we'll talk about it's all the way up here. You talk about. And then there's another $10,000 item in line item 521120. There's a $10,000 wireless survey for our wireless network. We're looking to eliminate that as well. All these in the effort to offset the $140,000 BMOS replacement.
Okay.
So that's $112,000, right?
I think that total is close to. It's not exactly, it's not a one-for-one.
Okay.
But it offsets it somewhat. I think there's a $26,000 delta there somewhere in there.
Okay. Thank you.
$8,000 cable management in line item 521122. We're looking to offset that one as well.
Eliminate that one?
Eliminate that one as well, the 8,000.
That puts us at 120,000.
I appreciate taking a look at this and prioritizing the need.
And we know it's time for everybody. We understand that, so.
Yeah. And those won't affect your security or anything like that for another year?
That's why we prioritized them, Commissioner Van Beek. We looked at them, and where would they have the minimal impact from a security perspective and an operational perspective? Though they do need to be replaced, we can't. Mm-hmm. To use them one more year.
Okay.
The areas that really address the security or the resiliency and the ISO positions, those are critical. We need those now, which is why we chose to prioritize those higher and leave them in the actual.
Thanks, Director Higgins. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Any other questions? Those are the only areas that we made an adjustment to.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to discuss the elections GIS position, or we have a lot of people here that would like to know exactly what that looks like, I guess.
Yes. We can discuss that, Chairman, briefly.
Sure.
So, I made mention of it in my workshop. So you approved for FY24, the current year, a position in elections that would focus on, well, it would have a GIS special. And as I mentioned, while we have projects to keep a person busy in the GIS work, and after careful consultation with Ada County, Secretary McGrane, some other folks up and down the state, They cautioned that as much as we have some projects for them, once they completed those projects, unless I could guarantee that normal maintenance within the elections office would require 40 hours of GIS specific work, you would probably be leaving someone bored and maybe frustrated and trying to fill their bucket with other things that might not be GIS related, but generally elections related. And as much as we could fill someone's bucket with other elections to do, we also, you approved another position in elections, an election specialist, which we've onboarded, Amanda Carmona. She's doing a great job. And so we already have a plus one, which is working well. It's going to alleviate a little bit our need for some of the temp employees, the seasonal employees we use. We're still going to leverage that. But getting back to the GIS specific, it's, you know, the compensation assumes that it's a GIS specialist doing GIS work. And so we discussed internally that a better option, and this was something I think Ada County does and whatnot, is work closely with the IT department that houses, you know, those specialized skills to prioritize the projects that need to be worked in conjunction with them. But then those employees, when they complete those projects, they could be doing other things that are more specific to their specialization. So as I understand, I hear the sheriff's office, some other offices, departments within the county could benefit from a GIS specialist maybe working on some of their projects too, but it probably not enough work to have a full-time GIS for every single department. That probably would not be a good use of funds. So we've identified a candidate that I think we're close to potentially hiring that I think is going to do an amazing job in this position. But when onboarded, we want to transition this position to IT. So that would be another change, because this is kind of a, not even a mid-year, this is a last quarter change. And I don't know if there's any more changes that will be occurring in these last few months of the fiscal year, the last 2 months as we approach August, September. But if there's any changes, one thing that Sarah and we need to do in our office is rerun the baseline, as it were. But we know we're locking in the budget here in a, you know, within a month or so. And this change should occur, so they would organizationally move it over to IT. That would affect their budget. So what I want to be clear about is if this happens before the budget is formalized, we would update the budget numbers to show that IT has an additional FTE with those dollar amounts, and elections office would go down by that same amount. It's really just a cost neutral transfer. But yeah, elections, this person under Higgins' leadership, we would be working closely just to manage the project load to make sure that elections is prioritized. I hope we can check back in and let you know if the arrangement's working well. I anticipate it to work well. If there's any issues, we will try to address them. But we also need to give reasonable project scope expectations with IT to not go to them in the 11th hour and expect that an employee will drop everything they're doing and do nothing but what we're telling them to do. That would be bad planning on our part. So our hope is to really look at the year upcoming and try to have a reasonable schedule of what that project load would be. But certainly elections would benefit from this position to help confirm and clarify a lot of the data, the mapping. I'm not an IT person, GIS person, but there's slivers and data attached to slivers that can affect ensuring that people get the right ballot. At the end of the day, just in layman's terms, we want to make sure that people get the right ballot. And having as many taxing districts as we have with all the overlaps, it's really important. And data is always changing. We have, you know, annexations into a city, for example, that affect, they should be getting a city ballot. But those annexations, as they get formalized and we're aware of them, there's a whole process that needs to occur. And what data you assign to every plat address throughout the county and what sort of ballot style they get. There's new homes literally being built that don't exist today, but will exist in a month from now, 2 months from now, and those people have a right to vote. So as they, as we onboard new residences, and then I want to look at splitting some precincts, but that's, you know, I've shared that, but this person would be very instrumental in that project. And then the big, big project won't be until after the 2030 census. But I think this person, my hope is to have this person working with also school districts, highway districts. They don't shift as much, but I mean, the school districts might affect what zones their trustees are elected in. The city of Nampa, which is growing, they have to do council districts. The hope is after the census, we realize the precincts that we identify have a consequence for all of these other taxing districts. The hope is to try to be aligned. And my hope is that this person in Canyon County can provide some leadership and facilitate communication with all the taxing districts throughout Canyon County. So I know that's a mouthful, but they would move to IT. And I think Director Higgins can maybe speak to ideas he has as far as other items in which this employee would be a benefit to the county.
Thank you, Clerk Huggaboom. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. What I looked at holistically when we started to have that conversation was how can we benefit across the county from this position moving into IT? And so what we're looking at, based upon what the clerk and the office is looking at, they're looking at a 30 to 35% workload based upon calendar events around elections. This position would be dedicated as a premium service to elections during that time frame, whether that's helping them build a foundational basis or actually doing the election. When they're not focused on elections, providing that premium service, they would then provide that service to the sheriff's office, who is one of the bigger users of GIS. And between those two, that's where the bulk of that particular position would focus its efforts, working with other GIS entities within the county to ensure that we have some semblance of a standardized format. Even though GIS is used in different agencies or different departments differently, the foundational basis, the program, ESRI, and things of that nature are the same. And so, but the other thing that that does in accordance or in support of the MOA between IT and the sheriff's office is allows the sheriff's office to free up a PCN remaining within ETS to allow them to sit back and focus more on something like Spillman administration. So they have another PCN now. Now we've sat back and taken that PCN that was focused on GIS, they're able to sit back and utilize it in a different capacity within the sheriff's office. So what we get is the beginning of a standardized format for how we do GIS as far as updates, as far as projects and things of that nature. So we're able to sit back and help other departments and other offices within the county with this particular effort.
John?
Yes.
I think this is a great idea. Thank you for the collaboration and looking at how to best maximize resources. So what I heard you say was the clerk will be prioritized and it will filter down to the sheriff and anybody else. You'll have the say-so as a director of information technology to see how that's distributed across the county to get everybody on the same page. I think it's a great plan. Thank you.
Okay, I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you.
And that's all that I have.
All right.
Questions for me?
Is there any other questions from the board for IT? Thank you for your work. We'll take those changes and put them into the budget going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Let's take a quick break and then we'll do the next one.